Welcome you back to Radford. The Bobcats go to the bottom third of their order. And to lead it off, bottom of the second will be Charlie Morris, the third baseman. He's had a couple of good fielding plays already. The infield for Radford. Stewart gets the sign. The high kick, the delivery, swung on, and Morris is going to find himself a gapper. Rides up against the left center field fence. Be a leadoff double standing up for the third baseman, Charlie Morris. Beautiful hit. So a leadoff double for Charlie Morris off of the freshman, Jacob Stewart. And the batter, number three, Luke Wheeler, the right fielder. Morris building his lead out at second base. Stewart looks back, delivers the pitch, swing and a miss, and the breaking ball. So Luke Wheeler pulls the bat down, swings through it. Couldn't make contact. Zero balls and a strike. Morris at second. Halak's up 2-1, bottom of the second. Wheeler, right-handed batter. Here's the 0-1. He squares to bunt, hits it high in the air, and Questenberry makes the catch. Catcher for the Tide. Gets up on his knees, up off of his knees, and snares it for out number one. That retires Luke Wheeler. Little pop out there for Luke Wheeler. His first plate appearance. Morris at second base, one away. The batter, Eli Facemeyer, the first baseman. Here's the pitch on the way. Just downstairs. Misses low. One ball and no strikes. Facemeyer, ninth hitter in the order for the Bobcats, has Morris at second. The 1-0 breaking ball misses downstairs. Good eye from Eli. 2-0. Morris building his lead out at second. Stewart gets a sign, looks back. Here's the 2-0 on the way. Across the letters, upstairs to the inside. Ball three. Hitters count for Facemeyer. He's patient. Good plate discipline. Stewart not worried about Morris's speed out there at second. Here's the 3-0 on the way. Misses across the letters. Ball four, just below the chin. The batter, Eli Facemeyer. First walk given up by Stewart today. Facemeyer that time let Stewart pitch to him. So Morris the lead runner at second, Facemeyer at first. Back to the top of the order with Ryan Davis. Struck out as a victim of Stewart's only strikeout today. Bottom of the second. Ryan Davis, the left fielder, with runners at first and second, one away. Galax up 2-1. Stewart quickly glances back. Here's a bunt attempt. Lays it down. Stewart picks it up, fires to first. There is out number two. The runners advance to second and third. Little sack bunt that time. Ryan Davis. So runners now at second and third. Morris, the lead runner. At third base, Facemeyer at second, two outs. And the batter, number 10, Anthony Miano, one for one with a single and a run scored today for Radford. Stewart gets a sign. Here's the pitch on the way. Downstairs, bit to the outside, 1-0.
There we go, 1-2. You're hanging.
Runners at second and third for Radford. The 1-0 pitch to Miano, way inside. Has to twist out of the batter's box to get out of the way of that pitch. Ooh, it's close. I almost hit him on the side. Two balls and no strikes. Here's the 2-0 delivery. Breaking ball misses downstairs a bit to the outside. 3-0. In the on-deck circle, Jacob Hobbs. See if Galax Stewart can get this out right here. With both runners in scorer's position, this will be huge. You don't want to have a guy like Fobbs at the plate. Fouled back. And the pitch from Stewart as he pulls the bat down on a 3-0 hitter's count. fouled back. The count at 3 balls and a strike. To Anthony Miano, the center fielder for the Bobcats. Morris at third, Facemeyer at second. 3 balls and a strike to Anthony Miano. Stewart takes a quick glance at both base runners. Miano hits it high in the air. Deep fly ball. Backing up to the warning track is Chase Garvey, and he's not able to make the catch, loses it in the sun. And Miano slides in to third base. A 2-RBI triple to give the Bobcats the lead. Chase Garvey, not able to make the catch, loses it in the sun out in left field at the warning track.
Now for the Bobcats, the pitcher number 5, Jacob Hobbs.
And the runs were scored by Morris.
Go Nickelback, drive one.
And Facemeyer. Miano at third, 2 outs. Radford up 3-2, bottom of the second. The batter is Fobbs. Stewart looks in. Fobbs the fly out today. Now he's wanting that base hit. He's calling for time. Here's the pitch from Stewart. Umpire didn't see it. Questenberry loses it. It's just right behind the plate. Gets under it. The time was called by Fobbs, but it was a breaking ball for ball one. Umpire didn't see it in time. Seems like Fobbs had that hand right in his face, and Blue couldn't see it. Here's the 1-0. Chopper fielded on the hop. Stu Murdian to first. There's the out. Out number 3. Good play by the shortstop for Galax. Radford strands 1. We now move to the top of the 3rd. The Bobcats have pulled ahead with a 3-2 lead thanks to Miano's 2-RBI triple. We'll be right back in just a moment to Radford, Twin County Tire and Automotive Maroon Tide Game of the Week.